Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ted.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Wind surge faces Northwest Arkansas in playoffs tonight at Riverfront Stadium.
Two.
16-year-old girl shot and killed near WSU campus. Three teens in custody.
One.
Federal health officials release recommendations for the Pfizer booster. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now in traffic, things looking pretty good as far as it goes here in the Wichita area. About an hour from now, a little less than an hour from now, actually, we're going to have some road construction starting up. Again, the DuckDuckGo route you can trust, southbound I-235, right around Zoo Boulevard. Southbound, they're going to be closing a lane at 8:30 a.m. this morning. It'll remain closed until 3 p.m. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 54. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 82 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 53 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:47 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you, by the way, by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday, noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 7:47, Steve and Ted, and Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Missed last week because the Chiefs were on the air, but John Whitmer will be on at 7 o'clock this Sunday evening. Good morning, John. Nice to have you with us this morning. A little preview of the
morning.
Show.
That's nice to be with you. Did you miss me last week?
I'll tell you, of course. Yeah, I did. Ted, did you miss? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we missed you a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. I, for some reason, I don't know if I believe you, my friend.
Oh, come on, John. Hey, listen, what do you think you'll talk about this week? Got any idea?
Well, you know, that's the one thing of missing a week is I have time to percolate, and we've got a heck of a lineup this week. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the President Biden's job approval rating. It's fallen to 43% overall, which is the third lowest of the last four presidents. So he's got a tough bunch of circumstances on his plate. He again struggles with the border and the debacle in Afghanistan, and obviously COVID just can't go away. And so he's got multiple factors and crises that he's dealing with. His agenda seems to be failing right now in Congress, and so there's lots of stuff that he's dealing with. We're going to talk with former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, somebody who's actually been in the building. There's only been 34 press secretaries in the history of our country. And so we're going to talk with one of them, Sean Spicer, on Sunday, and he'll give us a firsthand impression of what he's seeing, you know, what he sees in Joe Biden, and sort of a compare and contrast. We'll also talk to him about Jen Psaki, what kind of job he thinks his counterpart's doing.
Yeah, that should be good. A little inside the White House stuff then, huh?
Yeah, I like it when we can get these opportunities to talk to folks who've actually been there. And comparatively, we'll also talk with presidential advisor Grover Norquist about that $3.5 trillion, you know, reconciliation bill. There's a lot of obviously spending in there, but there's a lot of tax increases in there as well. And, you know, right now with a struggling economy, I don't know if now's the time to do, you know, massive $1 trillion tax increases. And we'll talk with Grover about that.
Do you want to take any phone calls?
Well, only from you. But, yeah, no, of course, we always like to take calls. One of the things I really wanted to delve into, and I'm sure we'll talk to callers about this as well, is the vaccine mandate. You know, we took a couple of calls last week about that, 2 weeks ago about that. And I'm sure we'll get calls about it again as well.
Yeah, that's a topic. There you go. All right, so Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Have a good show, sir, and thank you for being with us. That's John Whitmer with us, Stephen's Head here in the morning. 7:50 now on KNSS, and we had another up close on Wall Street yesterday.
Stocks jumping for a second straight day as fears about a crisis in China's property market eased, and the Federal Reserve kept monetary stimulus in place, at least for now. The Dow up 506 points, the S&P higher by 53, the NASDAQ up 155. Today's gains pushing the major averages back into the green for the week. Earlier this week, concerns about a potential collapse of Chinese developer Evergrande Group spiked. But investors have come to believe the Chinese government won't allow the company to collapse. Salesforce, the big winner today after the cloud company raised full-year revenue guidance. Darden Restaurants, another gainer on positive earnings news. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And some local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing is projecting an expanded market in China over the next decade that will translate to years' worth of work in Wichita. The company says it now expects China to need 8,700 new airplanes by 2040, with 6,500 of those being single-aisle aircraft. That means if Boeing halves the narrow-body market with the rival Airbus, deliveries of its 737 MAX just to China will represent nearly 6 years of work in Wichita at previous production rates on the MAX. How about that? While Sprint Aerosystems has work in Wichita on all Boeing commercial jets, its output of the narrow-body MAX drives the bulk of its local operations, and that spreads out through the surrounding supply base.
Fresh off the start of a crowdfunding campaign to help accelerate local growth, technology startup Knowledge as a Service has made its first hires in Wichita. KAAS has hired Shay Blevins, formerly of the Gretiman Group, Textron Aviation, and Fidelity Bank as marketing director. It has also hired 4 additional staff members through Wichita State University. Back in the summer, the company announced plans to locate all of its operations in Wichita, where it plans to hire 40 people during the upcoming year. It concurrently then launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise capital to help it make those hires. That's some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
All right, 7:53 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted Woodward last night starring, not the star of the show. You got about 8 people in the cast. For Clue, right, Ted?
Yeah, Clue. There's only so many pieces on the board game. I'm Colonel Mustard, by the way.
Colonel Mustard.
A little disappointed you haven't commented on my mutton chops.
I haven't noticed. Oh, okay. You've got them. There you go. You're going to cut them off when you get out of this production or not?
Yeah. I think this will only be a 3-week deal.
Yeah. I grew those. I have a picture of me someplace. In the early 70s, I grew those.
Yeah, I think
why.
I've seen that picture.
I had.
Well, I mean, it was at the time.
Just for fun,
yeah.
but it looks weird. Those actually, those are big sideburns. So you got the first performance out of the way last night. And how did it go?
Went well. Got some laughs. Got everything figured out. So we're ready for opening night tonight.
Opening night is tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a date with my lovely bride to be down there. Just her and me. Nobody else. Just the two of us coming down to see you guys in Clue.
Fantastic. Well, I hope we give you some laughs.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
By the way, I'm playing Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard.
A fantastic actress named Anne Marie Rogers is playing Mrs. Peacock.
Mrs. Peacock.
And her husband works over at Motion Industries over near West and Harry. And there's apparently a contingent over there at Motion Industries that are Steve and Ted listeners.
West and
Harry.
So we
want to give a big shout out to the folks at Motion Industries.
What is Motion? I wonder what they do over there.
It's part of the aircraft supply chain you were talking about.
Yeah, the supplier. All right. Motion Industry. That's a nice name. I like that. Motion.
got motion to it, like surge, wind surge, right? All right. Anyway, so you've got tickets still available at...
Yeah, if you want tickets, check them out. We'll be doing this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the following weekend, and then the weekend after that through October 10th. So you got a few chances to go see the show, Clue, the comedy, based on the board game.
Right.
Based on the movie, too.
And the movie.
From the 80s, yeah. If you want tickets, the phone number is 618-0444, or you can go online to forumtheater.org. The show is at the Wilkie Center at 3rd and Broadway. It's a huge parking lot there at 3rd and Topeka for you to park in. And we'd love to see you there between now and October 10th.
Should be a lot of fun. All right, Ted, stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on recommendations on the Pfizer booster. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yes, we are 20 minutes away from our weekly visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Do not miss that. Mitch in 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is on the way as well.
Yep, all your entertainment news heading into the weekend at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.